This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, Tim Temple. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy Friday, Newell.
I hope things are going well for you. Happy New Year to you as well, and hope you have a great Mardi Gras. Let's jump right into this. If we could get an update on the Fortified Roof Grant Program, that would be great.
Yeah, Newell, we, as I think many of your listeners know, we just recently concluded the application process or the enrollment process for the next round. We have we were able to allocate an additional 1,000 grants for this next round, and we will be notifying the people that it's a random selection. I think, as we've talked about before, we went from a first in, you know, first come, first serve to a multi-day enrollment period, and that seems to have been well received. I think it brings more balance to people that have busy, hectic schedules, and we're excited about it. We've got over I think right at 2,000 fortified roofs on that have been allocated through the program. That's 2,000 roofs that are currently on. And we have another 1,500 that are going through the process right now of having fortified roofs put on. And no, I just want to remind people, you know, the benefit of this, obviously the first benefit is that you get a reduction on the wind portion of your homeowner's premium. And several carriers out there have significant multi-digit discounts. You also have the peace of mind knowing that when the wind blows next, that your shingles are going to stay on, your contents are going to stay dry, and also there's the added value. It brings additional value to the property, to the home. Alabama has many tens of thousands of roofs, and their numbers show that a home is worth about 7% more being sold than a non-fortified roof. So there's a lot of value associated with this program.
Absolutely. Are you contemplating anything relative to your legislative agenda this year that directly addresses increasing the amount of dollars available for the fortified roof program?
There is. We got a couple of things we're going to do. One, and this isn't for the program. This is actually for your listeners out there that choose to put a fortified roof on themselves, that they're either building a new home or they're replacing a roof themselves, and they choose to not go through the grant program and pay for it themselves. Right now, you can get a $5,000 tax deduction. We're going to have some legislation that increases that to $10,000. Because I think it should be at least equal to what we're willing to give people through the grant program. But I think more importantly, we're going to bring legislation to change the funding mechanism of this. Currently, I have to go to the legislature each year during the budgetary process and ask for money from the legislature, ask them to allocate funds from the state general fund. what we're going to propose is that we a two-tier system. One, we're going to increase some of the fees that the insurance industry, that the insurance companies, that insurance agents, that licensed adjusters, people in the industry have to pay. We're going to ask for a slight bump in that. And then we're also going to ask for a dedication of the funds that, that you and I as homeowners, when we pay our homeowners premium, there's a premium tax associated with it. And I'm going to ask the legislature to allocate a very small portion of that to the fortified roof program so that every year we know with pretty close certainty exactly how much money we have for the program and not have to kind of wait. You know, in good years you get money, in bad years you don't through the legislature. I would rather have a dedicated funding source. And so we hope to have both of those bills this session so that every year going forward, the people of Louisiana know exactly how much we have to allocate through the program.
Do you believe there would be any appetite to really change the building codes to mandate more of this and to have a funding formula in place? So, for example, we could probably determine what the actual percentage of cost of a house that's being built new is associated with a roof, right, for a standard roof. And then take that delta, the difference between a fortified roof and that roof, and offer some kind of tax deduction, combination grant program to kind of make up the difference. Because I think you said once before that, you know, we're really community rating these homeowner policies. It's not really an experience-rated policy like automobiles. And the more fortified roofs we can get, the better off everybody is, right?
That's correct. And Newell, we have had conversations last year and into this year with the Building Code Council and with the License and Contractors Board or Contractors and Licensing Board, specifically to that point, to look and see where it makes sense to have fortified as kind of the starting point. And look, Alabama has done this extremely successful.
Well, there's no doubt it would be southeast, southwest Louisiana, right? Any place south
right.
of the
I-10. Well, and that's why, you know, right now Louisiana has a statewide uniform building code. And right. so that's why we're going to have to look and modify it. Because, again, to your point, it doesn't make sense to build a fortified roof in, you know, Monroe, Louisiana. It does in coastal Louisiana. So we're going to have to work with these organizations to create a framework to make it so that the fortified would be applicable to the appropriate area. And to your point, though, like right, if that became the norm and you put a fortified roof on, as I mentioned, there's already a tax deduction out there that you could apply for. So there is right. a way to recover the additional expense associated with a fortified roof.
Yeah, I mean, it would just seem to me you make a bigger splash, you know, and obviously the insurers, they would take notice. It's going to be interesting to see, and I guess we have kind of a science experiment going on right now as it relates to California. So they're going to go at this from zero sum, right? There's nothing there. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do relative to their building code to keep the cost down for insurance because everyone left.
Those conversations right now. I was just at a conference yesterday with several hundred insurance and reinsurance executives, and mitigation is being talked about, not just for California. I mean, but specific to California, you know, they're talking about they call them vegetation setbacks, right? So so that the fire can't get too close to your home. Building materials that are more fire resistant. And that makes sense over there in the wildfire areas. Where we are, you know, we do flood mitigation. We elevate homes. We build up the foundation. If your home's not on not elevated 12 feet in the air, we already have that mindset here, but we need to expand it. And look, the insurance industry is looking at it, and there's collectively it's like if you don't mitigate against future perils that you know are going to happen or could happen, it's going to be more expensive. But we're having this conversation now on a national basis.
Yeah. It's good. I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, let me ask the question this way. I believe that there's going to be some impact across this country as a result of what's happened in California. Agree or disagree?
Well, look, that's insurance, so it's complex, and that's a multi-tiered answer, and let me try and answer it a little bit if I can. I think on your national carriers, there's the potential to see some increased potential. I wouldn't say that's guaranteed or certain at this time. Your regional carriers, I don't think you're going to see an impact from those. And again, yesterday I was at an event and there was a global reinsurer on a panel, and they were asked that question, and their answer was no, because the money that they allocate for wind risk is separate from the money that's allocated to that fire risk. So they had different pots of money. And those different pots of money cost, there's different expense for each of those. And so that one particular reinsurer, which is one of the largest in the world, said it's not going to impact their wind pricing. So,
well, that's good.
Again, it's a little bit of a complex answer, but I would tell people that's not something to worry about. You know, we need to be focused on what we can do and control in Louisiana.
What other things are you considering for your legislative agenda this year?
Yeah, we're going to continue to we're going to look at some additional property reform. I'm monitoring what's going on right now in Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. All five of those states, their legislatures are in. And are about to go in. Florida's about to go in, and they're going to be bringing additional insurance reform, whether it's property, whether it's auto, workers' compensation, and so I'm going to be looking to make sure that Louisiana is doing everything that we need to do to catch up or keep up with those states with regards to reform. So there will be some property reform, but I think. Just as important as we're going to continue to bring auto legal reform, some bills there to address, the highest premiums in the country when it comes to auto, whether it's your personal auto or commercial auto.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see that. I just got this interesting text, goes along with what you were saying, Tim. I live in Mobile, Alabama. Once I received my gold fortified certificate, my insurance dropped 35%. It's a big number.
Yeah, Look, that's a huge number. And I think, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that, Newell, because, you know, that's the next evolution of the Louisiana, going back on the fortified roof program, of our program. Right now, we have a fortified roof program. The Alabama Gold program, it's a roof, it's windows, it's doors. It's all of those, and that's the next evolution of our program is to create a tiered system. If you only want a fortified roof, that's fine. If you want a larger discount, then you need to do the fortified windows and fortified doors. And there's information out there. I don't want to confuse your listeners right now at this point, because we don't have that in our grant program. You can certainly build to those standards. But, we need to, and that's a good example. Alabama, they've built their program over years. Louisiana, we're going to do the same thing.
A caller called in and asked, under the fortified roof program, they were denied because they had a porch that was not closed in that had a metal roof. Are there provisions to, eliminate that and still get fortified roof rating, and maybe negotiate with the insurance company as it relates to that roof in a different small portion of roof in a different fashion?
Yeah, I've not heard of that being an issue, but I would encourage it, and I'm glad you've mentioned that, because I just wrote it down, and I'm going to put this to the team and ask, what is the justification for that? The program is certified under the IBHS, International Building Home Safety Program. And so they're the ones that came up with this fortified certificate over a decade ago. And they did a lot of testing. They did a lot of modeling to see what, the types of structures that could be fortified versus those that can't. So I'm sure there's some reason they think that should be excluded, but it's one that I'm certainly going to take a look at and see and at least understand and get some justification why that would be excluded.
So these townhome type, we got another caller calling in townhome developments. You have a common wall and, they present themselves a little differently in materials and stuff like that. The caller said that they went through the whole process, and at the last stop, they were declined because of materials used by their next door neighbor that they share a firewall with. I guess those tend to be a lot more difficult situations than otherwise, right?
It certainly sounds like that. And look, I know everybody would like to get, become a grantee under this program. And look, not every home and every property is going to qualify for that. But,
IBHS, I'm not sure they went through the grant program. I think they were just trying to get a fortified designation, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they went, well, it sounds like it was an existing home, so they were trying to get,
yes, it was.
It sounds like the process worked as far as the inspector coming out to see if they could qualify or not. Now, I think that you can still put a fortified roof on, and that's one where, I always encourage if any of your listeners, if they're thinking about a fortified, call your insurance agent, have them contact your insurance company or the other insurance companies that they represent, and find out, what fortified discounts they have. And then if it sounds like something you're interested in pursuing, obviously then work through your agent with the insurance company, get an inspector out and see if your home could be fortified.
Let's pivot to kind of the state of the state as it relates to homeowners. Are you seeing a trend where more homeowner insurance companies are writing in Southeast Louisiana?
We're seeing that, but I think the thing that I want people to understand, and we're trying to, I'm trying internally here with my coworkers, and we're going through this to figure out how do we present this information. But we're seeing the number of rate increases has come down. Just the number of companies that have filed over the last 3-year period, so 23, 24, and into 25, the number of companies requesting a rate increase has come down. The average increase is coming down. And we've had several companies that have actually filed rate decreases. So we are trending in the right area, in the right direction. And as soon as I can get to, and I say as soon, meaning we're working on that, putting out a release to show the citizens of Louisiana that the property reform that we asked the governor and the legislature to support last year, and they did, is working. It's doing what we said it would do, which is to help make Louisiana a more competitive state so that companies can, you know, competition is going to lower rates. And it is working. So I would say stay tuned to see some information that's going to demonstrate that it is working.
Tim Temple, Insurance Commissioner for the State of Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time. We know you're busy and your insight, and look forward to the next time we get to talk about this very important topic that's top of mind for a lot of folks. And have a great Mardi Gras.
I appreciate it. Stay safe. Thank you.
You too, sir. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.